Jin of the Thunderwolf here. We had some fun songs to show off, and I had a blast listening to each and every one of them. What got me excited was seeing some of the new furs putting up songs in the journal. So let's welcome these talented composers and musicians with open arms before we get into the spotlight. Speaking of them, we're listening to Danger Zone by Hoovik Ware, giving us a banger of an opening. This song feels like it's pushing for a techno run of sorts. I can see it working so well within the world of Tron with those heavy synths and driving force within the rhythms. This feels like it's the perfect song to have for the first few races because the main character has to do everything they can to outdo the opposing players or forces within this weird game that they've ended up in. Listen to Just Hold On by Sushi Wyvern. This style of music was quite fun to listen to. The grungy guitars really grabbing my attention. The vocals, the screamo, and even the instruments had this interesting harmonization that I often hear in pop songs of all things. And I'd say that my favorite part was when I heard this soft sound of sorts playing under the intense instrumentation. It comes in a little later, and it really stuck out because of the big contrast. Have a listen to The Witching Hour by Kiffa Kitmouse. This song gave me Rocky Horror Picture Show vibes with that booming drum set and the softened bass. It was like a slow jam waiting for someone to come over and jam along. If there's one thing that I did enjoy later on, there are these vocals that add in these melancholy lyrics into this rock ballad. Those lyrics give off this dark undertone. Has made the Red Tower for us. I felt like it took some inspiration from the Metroid series. It has the ambient sounds and the plucky bass and even some percussive synths that match the same tone as the series. If there was one thing I was waiting for, it was some sort of musical lead to get us out of what feels like a very toxic environment. But that expectation was squashed, suppressing us from getting what we want. Sweetwater Crocodile by Kurok. This song was made for a friend of theirs, and the passion shows it. I love the song as it gives us this character that wants to have fun, be there to help others smile, and I feel very welcomed by this person. It's upbeat, it's got me grooving, and I'm even smiling as I speak. You can just hear the band in the background just having fun as the guitar is doing everything it can to show the kind of nature that this crocodile has. Closing things off with Bromley's song, Out Last Night. This feels like one of those stars in the city sky moments. Someone is driving the car as we go around and see the light show along the streets, and then all of a sudden, it starts to deconstruct and form an image within the night sky. I can feel the speed of the car no matter where it is in the song, be it soft or intense. It is very fitting because it has this nice send-off tone to help end off the spotlight. Thanks to everyone for submitting songs for the spotlight. Be sure to check out what's been picked out for Fur Affinity's Music Monday feature. It's got a lot going on with it in tone, synths, and even sound warping. I couldn't help but listen to it for a while because it was so captivating, mesmerizing. The special feature is of the Bup's Speak Up song, and I suggest wearing headphones as you listen to it. With all of that out of the way, and a friendly reminder to stay safe out there, this is Jaden, sparking off.